Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps. I am excited to have back one of my favorite all-time guests. His name is Warren Whitlock, and he is the man, the myth, and the legend. And Warren is one of these people that is such a big social media influencer. He's got over 400,000 followers on Twitter. And Warren, you're like one of the top 10 people in the top 100 social media influencers. You show up on all these lists. How do you do that, man?
Well, thanks for having me on the show and talking nice about me. But actually what it is, I'm a guy who really likes people. I talk to a lot of people. I network. I know if you look at that list of who the top influencers are, it'll be me and a lot of people I know. And so that's how I got there. I'm not known for, you know, being on TV every day or, you know, working for a big corporation. I'm a guy who started off writing about social media and talking about it, and it was an extension of what I was doing with lead generation and publishing, 10 to 20 years ago. And it's just, you know, it's my style is to get in touch with people, talk to them, and, you know, make friends and network. And sure enough, I've applied that to social media since before there was social media. I joined LinkedIn when it was new, and it's the oldest of the current hits. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, 2004. And, for the longest time, it was just kind of like sitting there, like, why do I need a resume? Okay, I'm doing that. And, you know, along about 2007, I got on Facebook when it was allowed that, you know, us adults could get on. And then immediately they had a plug-in for Twitter. And I had a Twitter account, I just didn't bother. And I did like everybody does. I started using keywords and trying to get links and get more traffic and do all that kind of stuff. And then I go like, that's not what this is about. It's about actually connecting with real people. And when I started doing that, sure enough, wasn't long, I did a Google search and suddenly I'd gone from a few thousand links and mentions about me to, I think it was 800,000 and up to 1 million at one point. And Twitter changes, you know, that number when you get a search result is always an approximation. And so it went way down, and I don't think they always put that anymore. But if you type my name into a Google search, it's just a ton of stuff. And it's not like I went out on some content farm putting out a whole bunch of stuff. It's that content really exists. It's real conversations with real people. So and then I got verified by Twitter, which unleashes a lot more of the interaction you can do to get followers, and so it just started growing like crazy. I think in November I added 90,000 followers, and it took some effort on my part, but just naturally it's growing at about 1,000 a day.
Wow, that's amazing. So one of the things I like to think about you when I think about you, and I think about you often because you're on Twitter so much, is
yeah.
When I think about you on Twitter, you're kind of like a mad scientist or maybe an angry scientist. I don't really think you're mad, but you're experimenting.
I'll go with mad. I like that.
That's cool. You're experimenting all the time. You're kind of like, you know, in the chemistry lab playing with this and playing with this and playing with this, and obviously, you know, it's worked really well for you. And, you know, most people say, I don't get Twitter. I don't understand Facebook. I don't understand LinkedIn. Why do I need to spend any time with this? Tell us a little bit about how you've been experimenting with it and what you found.
Well, I have to say that a lot of the time when I'm talking to somebody about this, and it's not you, we talk a lot about bacon. And how I have a friend who decided to put bacon in everything and just did a fantastic job. So kudos to you for doing that, because you're sticking to one thing and making it work.
Thank you, man.
And, you know, and besides, it's bacon. How could I not like it? So I think at this point, anybody who's listening to us has got to like bacon. We don't have vegetarians. They all dropped off.
Right.
Or they're taking notes to attack us later. So anyway, I love bacon. But I kind of take that attitude to everything because I'm really me. I like to say that if you look on Twitter or Facebook, you know, even the more business stuff I put on LinkedIn or if I do a video, I'm on this podcast, you're getting maybe a little bit better version of me. You know, you're not going to get something that I just thought up 10 seconds ago and tweeted and may or may not work. And you're also not going to get stuff I don't really know or like, or, you know, what I did with politics, which is mostly ignore it, but occasionally I have some observations there and it does something. But you're going to get, so I take that stuff out and we're going to talk about who I am as a person. And the most important thing, actually, I got interviewed this morning for this really cool social media person. She's at Social Krista on Twitter. I went to her house and she's making this video because she's going to be broadcast all over the place at the end of the month. And, you know, I'll send you a link. And she was saying what person she admired, and I'm local and a friend and a bit of a mentor, and so do some work with her. So she picked me, and what an honor that she chose to pick me. So, you know, I put on a jacket and went to her house and did 90 seconds. I had one line, and so what she said to me was, get your very best tip. And I go, like, give me a minute, because I don't like to say there's only one thing or I have a favorite. Just like I don't have a favorite child, I don't have a favorite technique, a favorite book, favorite movie. You know, I just don't think that way. So I got thinking, and I said, you know, instead of saying that, what I just said, how about I come up with one? And it has to be, it's people, not platform, not the tools. It's not a trick you learn. It's people. If you learn how to connect with people, everything else doesn't matter. You can get by with the technology is so easy to use today. And I've just done this over and over again. If you build a community and you serve them, they're happy to come back. Did I get way off the question there? Because we're talking about what the research is.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I mean, you know me, you know my books. I mean, BACON stands for Building Authentic Connections Online Networking. That's what the metaphor is for that. And it's, and I'm in the, what I call the relationship marketing business. What I teach people is that it's all about the relationships, that social media is the media and social networking is the relationship. So yeah, everything you talked about is, you know, right in line. Right. I think that's the most important, right?
I forgot the acronym. I like that.
Thank you.
I just think about eating bacon when I see the word, but you know, I think of two things. If it says bacon podcast, then I'm thinking of you. But if it says bacon, I'm thinking of eating. Let's get back a little bit more to the research things. Some things you probably know that if you ask somebody to retweet you, they will. If you ask somebody to share, they will. But if you do that to somebody who doesn't know you, they'll think you're a jerk.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, it's kind of like you're at a cocktail party and somebody asks, hey, could I have a card? I'd like to get in touch with you. And you hand them a card. That's okay. But now if you pull out a stack of business cards and start giving it to everybody, it just kind of doesn't fit. And and I said cocktail party, I don't even know what the definition of a cocktail party is, but you know, mixer, public event, business seminar, and it just got over. You're at some meeting and you like somebody that you think is either a prospect or a good resource for your business, and you exchange business cards, and that's natural. That's the way it should happen. But when you get the guy who walks in, let's say you got a nonprofit board meeting and a new guy shows up, and he immediately walks around and gives everybody his business card, and now I'm sitting there in a meeting feeling a jerk because I got one business card. I don't normally take notes, so I'm usually very little paperwork, and I got this business card sitting there. I don't want to get to know that guy. I don't know anything about him. And the same thing happens when you send me a tweet and say, please retweet. I'm going, who are you? But if I've had a conversation with you and you tell me about something and you don't say please retweet, if you're my friend, I'm going to retweet because I like you. Or if it's great contact, I'm definitely going to do a retweet because my audience matters a lot more to me than the favor I'm doing for somebody. Even though I love doing the favors, first of all, I got to consider my audience. So, you know, all that stuff works. It's just a matter of using it in moderation and knowing when to do it. And you know when to do it because it feels good as thinking about the other person. But it's just, you know, it's just bacon. It's just picking the right things, identifying with your audience, and then giving them verbal and visual cues over and over again that you really are there, you care about this, and you care about them. Most important, the last part, you care about the audience.
Very true. And, of course, Lady Gaga had the infamous meat dress. And
was there bacon on that?
No, there was no bacon, and that's the one thing that if you ever get a chance to meet Lady Gaga, I would love for you to ask her to do it again, but make it a bacon dress.
That's the only thing I have to talk about with Lady Gaga. So, actually, I'd love to meet her and talk about marketing. And mostly it changes your thinking when you do stuff like this. I'm not the same person I was before I met Brian and talked about bacon all the time. I'm a fundamentally different person. I used to make bacon jokes all the time. This is part of me, but when I met you and I'm going like, man, it's gonna fuel my bacon love. It changed everything. And then, you know, to find out that what you're teaching is so good, I just love associating with you because, you know, it's all good stuff. And it's the same with a lot of books I read. My other phrase is, this is another one that I hope people can add to their spiritual attitude is, if I don't have a life-changing experience, why am I bothering getting up today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One of the key things that I think that is, you know, most important that you're talking about, first and foremost, is being present. You know, a lot of people look at social media as, I'm just going to post my stuff and walk away. And then they say, well, why is it not working? Because you said it before we started the podcast, and I've said it a million times, is like, people dib and dabble and try, and then they say, you know, this social media thing is just not working for me. And, you know, I think the main reason why it's not working, number one, is because they forget that relationship part. I think that's numero uno. But the second thing that I think is uber important is that you did something a little bit different that the audience wanted. And I think that's where, you know, if you bring one killer tip to this entire podcast, it's that. Number one, start with the relationship. Number two, you know, give people what they want in a different way and give them something that they're going to latch onto. And, you know, it's all about know, like, and trust, but it's also about likes, comments, and shares. You know, that's really, when it comes to social media, can you create something that people are going to like, comment, and share? That's where I think the big difference is.
Right. It's not like, can you pay for like, comments, and share? Can you force people to do it? Can you beg them to do it? No, it's about, people want to do that because they like it. They comment because they're interested in the topic. I post some really weird stuff now. My audience has grown to the point where I actually can treat it like media. That was a big change for me that, you know, while I teach people to do what we're talking about here, at some point you get a big enough audience that you can start planning on, you know, hey, I can run this tweet now and another, you know, another time later, and I can plan out some things and put some variation in it like it's a media campaign. I can do that now because I have that audience. I don't do a whole lot of it because most of it is tweeting and repeating tweets. That's about all my automation is. If you think about it, if I'm posting on Facebook and I use and I actually just use Facebook and type it out, that's still automated sharing. It's still got automation in it that, you know, that, and technology that makes it work. If you decide that I'm going to post this, I'm going to make sure it posts 15 minutes before I do a live live video feed. Well, then that's just smart planning. And if you do it that, well, great, this is going to repeat because the average life of a tweet is about 2 minutes on my feed. On other people, it lasts longer. If you tweet only, you know, three times a day, it's going to stay there. You're going to get people reading it for some time. They're your followers. Someone like me won't, because there's just so many people I follow. But for me, back when I started, I answered a question Guy Kawasaki posted, and he responded to me. And then I looked at my keyword-rich Twitter handle and said, "Oh, I better change that." And then Guy Kawasaki also posted something about one of his new books. This is back before he became, you know, so big that now I don't know if he'd answer, but back there he did that. And a couple other people were there, and I could talk to them. All the people that were leaders back then are friends now, because I just got on early and talked to them. But you don't need to do all that. You can do the same thing. You talk to me about something, you know. Ask me a question about marketing. And if it's how do I get more followers, I'm going to say something that's probably pretty obvious, but it's going to be a conversation. And what will happen is, if people happen on you because of it, and they look at your profile and they go, like, that's pretty cool, they may get into the conversation.
So, Warren, awesome, awesome stuff. As usual, an incredible amount of knowledge bombs on my peeps, which I absolutely love. And I know that you could probably use a couple of more followers on Twitter. So if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
If you're anybody wanting to know anything and really want to, you know, have a boost of yourself by talking to me, Twitter's best. Facebook will work, but, you know, you start tagging people on Facebook, it just doesn't look right. Or you just warren@warrenwhitlock.com. If you like this show, please hit the share button. Share it. Say something. Brian and I will see when you say something nice about it, and we will appreciate it. It's a super networking tip that I give all the time and I haven't put on here. Go to a blog post and leave a comment. If you go to ochin.com and comment on any of my articles, please make it a meaningful comment about the article. But we will have a conversation, because I know this, because I don't get very many comments there. But it's still, you can search for Warren Whitlock and find me. And if you Google and search me, you may find, you know, page after page.
Awesome. So do me a favor for my audience, so they find you at warrenwhitlock.com. Spell that out.
WarrenWhitlock.
Well, Warren, as usual, man, you underpromised and overdelivered. It is always such a pleasure to speak with you. And I learned a lot. I know my peeps got a lot. And, man, it is just a joy to spend time with you online. I can't wait to do it in person.
You're my favorite person to talk bacon with.
Love it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.